The 12 stars in Revelation chapter 12, verse 1, the woman has 12 stars on her head. Maybe we should read it together so that everyone has it clear in their minds. Revelation 12, verse 1. Turn with me there. Revelation chapter 12, that was our study yesterday. The woman in white, that woman, that pure woman, the pure church of God, the bride of Jesus Christ. Revelation 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars." Now, we already concluded that this was the pure woman of Revelation. We had two women. We had in Revelation 17 the unpure, or the harlot woman, which was a false system of worship, a false church. Here in Revelation 12, we have a pure woman, the true bride of Jesus Christ. And she has a crown of 12 stars. I believe that the 12 stars resemble, this is actually resembling in Revelation chapter 12, the church throughout the ages, the people of God throughout the ages. And so I believe the 12 stars resemble the 12 nations of Israel in the Old Testament, the 12 sons of Jacob, which made up the 12 tribes of Israel. But in the New Testament, we have how many apostles or how many disciples? 12. Remember, even when Judas betrayed Jesus, they chose a 12th disciple. So I believe this number 12, the 12 stars, referring to the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 disciples upon which the New Testament church had its foundation. So that number 12 is definitely an important number when it comes to the church of God, the movement of God throughout all the ages.
Because stars also shed light, and they have a message to shed, and the 12 disciples did that, didn't they, in the beginning
of the New Testament? That's right. Well, actually, we could go to one more verse just very quickly. Revelation chapter 1, to look what a star means. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 20. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 20. It says, "The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest." Here it's talking about seven stars, but we're going to get the meaning of the words of the star, what it means. "The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches." So the stars resemble angels. Now, what does an angel represent? A messenger. So again, the 12 tribes, the 12 leaders, you could say, the messengers, the head, and so also in the New Testament church.